F98-09-15. None diminished. Now do you perceive my wisdom in providing you with the image of Him who is to fill your hope? Allow no image provided by religion. Permit no image diminished by the reasonings of man. Receive the image I have provided, for it is into that likeness that my Spirit shall conform you. None diminished. None diminished is the word that I am imparting to your spirit this day, says the Lord. None diminished is my plan. None diminished is my will. None diminished from the image I provided. That is the plan of the Father. As you behold the glory of Him whom I have sent, as you behold that image I have provided to fill your hope, you are changed into that same image, that same hope, that same likeness, by the seed of Him who was planted within you. None diminished. I say again, none diminished. This is my plan. This is my purpose. Receive not the counsel, nor the religion, nor the vain speaking of men who would oppose my will. I counsel you this day to incorporate hope with all your speaking. Truly I have spoken unto you. These things only come by the same. But where there is no vision, my people shall surely perish. The saying apart from the vision is as futile as the vision apart from the saying. Both are required, says the Lord. I counsel you to step higher than religion. I counsel you to step higher than the ways of man. I counsel you to step above the darkened reasonings of those who speak as leaders of my people. I counsel you to receive the simple truth that I have sent in Jesus Christ. He is the image provided for all men to be conformed to. I intend for them to be conformed to that image, none diminished, none diminished, none diminished, says the Spirit of your Father. His life, the life of Christ in fullness, is the land of promise which I have given unto my children. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread to appropriate that life in its fullness as your own, I will surely give it unto you. His life in its fullness is your inheritance. Receive the abundance of this grace. Receive it as your own. Possess it as your land to be inherited. Receive the abundance of this grace which I have provided for my children. Receive the abundance of His righteousness, for it is truly yours. All that I have given Him, the Holy Spirit shall show unto you as being your inheritance to possess. He will lead you step by step. He will go before you and drive your enemies out from before your face, and you shall inherit the very life of Christ in fullness, says the Lord. This is my plan. For this purpose I provided the image that you are to be changed into. For this purpose I sent Him, who is the express image of myself, that you may see the land before you and possess it as your own. For it is yours as a gift. It is yours by inheritance. It is yours to possess by my Spirit, says the Lord. By my Spirit, it shall be yours. For I have already given you this land. The work has already been accomplished in Him. The only thing remaining is for you to possess it by faith. But as I am teaching you this day, first, you must fill your hope with the image of Him whom I have provided. Fill your hope with that image. Think it not impossible. Think no longer these things are impossible. Think no longer this is not my plan, for it is my plan. It is my plan to repopulate the earth with sons who walk as Him, talk as Him, act as Him, and who have the same results He had. This is my will, says the Spirit of your Father. You will learn, as did those of old, that the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. It is by my Spirit that the transformation is accomplished. For man's efforts are vain and futile to bring forth the life of Christ. The instructions I give are easy for man to do. First, son, fill your hope with the image of Him whom I have provided. Your hope must become possessive hope, hope that possesses as its own the life of Christ in its fullness. See that life in fullness in you. See it, son. This is my plan. It is my gift unto you. It is my gift to my children. His life imparted free by grace to you. I say again, have possessive hope, hope that sees His life as your own. For without Him you can do nothing. His life has been given freely by my grace. I have imparted that same life unto you. See it as your own. Every attribute of His, see it as your own. See yourself as beholding Him in a mirror of your own life. As you behold Him as in a mirror, the mystery of Christ in you is brought forward by the power of my Spirit and not your labor. Your labor is to see Him, to behold Him, to possess Him in your hope, to hold that image and not be swayed by religion, nor the doctrines of men who claim these things are not my mind. See Him, behold Him, possess Him, know Him, love Him, receive Him. He is your life. His life is your inheritance, in all of its fullness, says the Spirit of your Father. Then partake by saying, be as Abraham of old, who spoke what I said concerning himself, and would not speak contrary to it. As you speak forth the words of faith, as he is, so am I, in this world, coupling your words with godly hope which possesses the image. The transformation and the change into that image is wrought by my Spirit and not by the work of man. Enough, 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 says the Lord. Enough of religion. Enough. It has been enough. It is past time to cast off the doctrines of men who would speak in the place of God. This very day my Spirit is circumcising from your heart the doctrine of men whose counsel has been darkened to say that the life of my Son is an image to be worshipped afar off and not to be appropriated by every believer who calls upon His name. They do not find such counsel in my word. They have chosen according to man's ways and man's reasonings. They have chosen the path of religion, which I cannot anoint with life. They have chosen that path, which will never lead to dominion. They have chosen the path of religion instead of life. Hear them no more, hearken to them no more, for their words are not the mind of the Father. As I have spoken unto you, wisdom is the image of Christ, woven upon the tapestry of your spirit. The speaking of my word weaves that image upon your spirit. But by that method alone the process of transformation is slow. I am instructing you this day to incorporate hope with all your speaking. As you incorporate hope of the image with the speaking of my word, the image of Him whom I have provided is woven upon the tapestry of your spirit much more rapidly. You cannot possess a land that you cannot see. Neither can you possess a land that you see afar off, if you deem it is not part of your inheritance. Understand this day and never forget, says the Lord, that His life is your inheritance. I desire that you possess that life to the full. Behold the land of His life that I have spread before you, says the Lord. Behold it with possessive hope that understands His life is your inheritance. Possess the land by faith as you go forth, seeing and beholding His life, saying, as He is, so am I, in this world. Incorporate hope with all your saying, says the Spirit of grace, and I will weave the image of Him whom the Father has provided upon the tapestry of your heart, in such rapid measure it shall astound you. This is the Father's plan. For this purpose I have been sent. Few have known His mind. Few have understood His purpose in reseeding the earth with life. The Father is restoring all things according to His original intent and purpose. His intent and purpose is that all who name the name of Christ should walk as He walked, possessing in fullness His life, which is their inheritance. Why would you fill your hope with images provided by man, when I have provided for you the image of life itself? He who is life has come in the flesh that you may behold that life, that you may receive that life into yourself and appropriate it as a land to be possessed. For I have surely given it unto you, says your Father. Have not I said that thou shalt have no graven images before thee? A graven image is that which has the mark of man upon it. I have provided the image which has the mark of God upon it. Behold the image of life, who is Christ come in the flesh. Behold him. Behold the image I have provided, says the Lord, and fill your hope with that image. Fill your mouth with my word that says his life is yours, and you shall surely possess the height and depth, the length and breadth of his life. For I have given you to have life in yourself, as I gave to him to have life in himself. Possess the life of Christ, for his life is your promised land to be inherited. His life is your land of inheritance to be possessed. My children have become so accustomed to affliction, to mourning, and to hopelessness, that on those occasions when they have received the smallest measures of joy and peace from my spirit, they have tended to camp there and set up monument stones by writing books giving testimony, as though they had received the fullness of my measure of grace to them. How sad, how sad, how my heart grieves over the smallness of the heart of their father in their sight. I intend for my children to possess continents of joy and oceans of peace. Did not my son say that his joy was to be in you? Did not my son say that his peace was to be your peace? The land of inheritance is vast, enormous, beyond the capacity of the carnal mind to comprehend. But I have set this life to be inherited before you in the image of my son, that you may behold his glory, and with possessive hope and words of faith, possess the land, as my spirit drives out every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You shall possess this land, says the Lord, in a more rapid manner, as you learn to incorporate hope with all your speaking. I give you counsel and instruction this day, says the Spirit of grace. Slow down. During your times of possession, as you confess the word, incorporate hope with all your speaking. I myself, by the power resident within myself, will move to restore the will of the Father in every realm of your life. The life in the image of him whom God has sent is yours for the possessing. It is the gift of grace. His life is the gift of grace unto you, says the Father. Receive the abundance of this grace and the gift of righteousness, and you shall reign in life by him. The very life of my Son is my gift of grace unto you. His life is yours, his anointing is yours, his joy is yours, his peace is yours. It is a vast land of promise to be enjoyed by those who will take up the sword of the Spirit and go forth in the name of Jesus to possess all that life which is your inheritance. Did I not say to Abram, "Lift up thine eyes," that he might see all the land that was spread before him? Did I not say, "All that you can see, I shall give unto thee and thy seed"? I did not say, "Behold this land which thou shalt not receive as an inheritance"? No, I said, "This land is your inheritance." So I say to you this day, and so I say to all my children, I have spread before you the life of my Son, Jesus Christ, as a land to be possessed by inheritance. I have given this life unto you. It is not a life to be worshipped from afar, without hope that it may be possessed. No, I have sent the image of life on purpose, that you may behold that image and understand that this life is your land to be inherited. All that you can see, I will give unto you as your faith possesses it. You cannot possess that which you cannot see, says the Lord. See, behold him. Behold the glory of that life. See it as in a mirror. Possess that life as your own. By my Spirit I will give it unto you in fullness, says the Lord your God. Remember the word I spoke to you, saying, 4 hours spent developing godly hope is more productive than 4 years of mindless confession where there is no hope. That ratio is correct. Those numbers are accurate. I gave them not by chance unto you, says the Spirit of grace. That is the measure by which the rate of transformation shall be increased, as you learn to incorporate hope with all your speaking. I am able to do a quick work in those whose hope stands as an image in full measure for faith to give substance to. Learn to incorporate hope, godly hope, with all your speaking. Forget not the course that He has set for you, my son. Incorporate hope with your speaking regarding the gifts of the Spirit. You shall arrive at that clearing more rapidly than you ever thought. Let hope and faith join together, that I may manifest the life of Christ in you. From glory to glory you shall be changed into that same image. Incorporate hope with all your saying, says the Spirit of Grace.